This is PCJ Media, broadcasting on 9,955 kHz in the 31-meter band. If you want more information about PCJ, check us out online at www.pcjmedia.com. Once again, www.pcjmedia.com. Coming up, Nash Hollis.
This is Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, a.k.a. Pavlina, inviting you to join me for an hour of great Ukrainian music and more. Coming to you from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
river's running dry.
Domine,
I've given all I had to the
coach
sea.
Never, never
let the sea give to the sky.
Never, never
let the sky fall on the sun.
And that was Paris to Kiev from Winnipeg, Mourning Their Lost Youth. That is a song from their CD Fragmenta, their most recently released. It's called Golden Years. And the English lyrics were composed by Richard Moody, who was the accompanying vocalist for Alexis Kohan. Again, Golden Years by Paris to Kiev. Dobrý večer, drahí radioslucháči, vítajme vás všich na radiopredaču Náš Holos v prekrásný místě Vancouveri. Pre mikrofoni Pavlína Demčak-McQuarrie, ďakujú, že rýšile prebúte zi mnou nastupnú hodinu. Hello there, and welcome to Náš Holos, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, on Canada's west coast. I'm Pavlína Demchik-McQuarrie, and I'm so glad to have you with me tonight. Vítajú, welcome. And I do hope you'll enjoy your time tonight here on Náš Holos. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian food flair. Judy will share some interesting information about chestnuts and a traditional Ukrainian recipe using them. As well, Father Ihor Kutash will join us for a spiritual moment. In the second half of our program, an interview with Myrna Arachek, who brings details of the upcoming Ukrainian ball taking place on February 20th, smack dab in the middle of the 2010 Vancouver Olympics. And that ball will be in support of the Ukrainian Paralympic team, which will be performing here, or competing here rather, in March. And as usual, we'll have a proverb of the week for you and other items of interest, and of course, plenty of great Ukrainian music. Up next is Kalina from Winnipeg, from their CD Seam, and for the Ukrainian impaired, of course, that means seven, and coincidentally, it is the seventh CD release of this fabulous polka group from Winnipeg. And this number next is called Stezhichko Moya Zydeko, and that is Cajun version of traditional Ukrainian folk song Stezhichko Moya, which means my destiny. Here they are now, Kalina with Stezhichko Moya Zydeko.
Моя п'єце стрічкою, мелічко тужко, вона річкою, усміхається, бої травами, під деревами, ночі рябами, усміхається, бої травами, під деревами, ночі рябами. Небе білої, занесу трові, як то милої, до коханої, до лум'яної, зірки ясної, полум'яної, до коханої, до лум'яної, зірки ясної, полум'яної. Thank you.
Ježko moja, še přibližno ja, do rohe imja, ojzi stežičko, stežičko moja.
Пуне веселенки, напили все гори бочки, їхали п'ятненькі.
Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net. You'll find a taste of Ukraine and the warmth of home at Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Judy and Tanya serve up old-fashioned prairie hospitality, along with mouth-watering authentic Ukrainian favorites, pierogies, cabbages, borscht, and more, straight from their very own kitchen. Open for breakfast and lunch Monday through Saturday from 8 till 6. Dine in or take your tasty treasures home, fresh or frozen. Enjoy home-style pierogies and much more at Prairie Cottage Pierogies, 20771 Langley Bypass in Langley.
Thank you.
And that was Blues Pid Doshchem, Blues in the Rain, loosely translated. And that number is by a group called Cherivna. And that is originally from Ukraine, a female quartet. And they are now living in the United States and doing wonderful musical work there. Sort of a Ukrainian version of the Andrews Sisters, as I like to refer to them. And if you catch them on YouTube, and of course, judging from that tune you just heard, you may well agree with me that that's a pretty good moniker for them. Again, that was Cherivna with Blues Pid Doshchem. And before the break, you heard Millennia from Edmonton. This is from their CD Zhitya, which means life, and that song was Tre Kume, Three Godfathers. Well, let's get ready now to rattle some pots and pans with Judy. And now, Ukrainian food flair, tips for Ukrainian cooking, with Judy Hrinenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Brought to you by Opalon, Ukraine's number one export beer, now available in BC. See www.opalon.ca for details. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. As the beloved Christmas song reminds us, the chestnut is an endearing and enduring holiday treat. Yet in Europe, Asia, and Africa, chestnuts are often used as an everyday potato substitute. Chestnuts contain twice as much starch as potatoes. It is no wonder they are still an important food crop in China, Japan, and Southern Europe, where they are often ground into a meal for bread making, thus giving rise to the nickname of bread tree. Although they are wonderful straight from the oven or fireplace, you can make use of this winter chestnut crop in many ways, both sweet and savory. For tonight's recipe, we have a wonderful cookie. It comes straight from Ukraine, provided from Sovika Vendrovich from Solo Rozdil. For this recipe, you will need 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of butter, 5 boiled eggs, yolks only, 2 tablespoons sour cream, 2 tablespoons baking powder. Mix all ingredients and put into the fridge for 2 hours. Remove from the fridge, pinch off a piece about the size of a walnut. Add a chestnut in the middle and roll up like a ball. You can buy ready-to-use chestnuts if you don't have time to prepare and peel them yourself. If you cannot find chestnuts for this recipe, you can substitute with pecans. Continue until all dough is used up. Bake in a 350-degree oven for about 12 to 15 minutes. While the cookies are baking, you can make the cream coating. For this, you will need 4 tablespoons of hot milk, 2 tablespoons of cocoa, 3 tablespoons each of icing sugar and butter. Cream together. When cookies are cooled, roll them into the cream mixture, then into chopped chestnuts or crushed pecans. By the way, don't waste those egg whites. Use them for egg salad sandwiches. And oh, by the way, make sure you add some fresh dill to it. Adds great flavor. Serve the sandwiches with bread and butter pickles and enjoy one of these wonderful cookies for dessert. До побачення and смачного!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another cooking tip from Judy Hrinenko on Ukrainian Food Flair. Brought to you by Opalon, Ukraine's number one export beer. Available at select locations across BC. Details at www.opalon.ca. Management and staff at CHMB remind you not to drink and drive. Up next is a quite popular and fairly well-known Ukrainian singer from the East Coast of the United States. She is a musician and she's a teacher, actually, music teacher. by profession as well as a performer, very popular and well-known in that part of the world, and also familiar with many Nash Holos listeners. Her name is Olya, Olya Fritz, and her maiden name is Chadoba, and she hails from Turnbull, Connecticut. Here she is now from her CD, Hadai, which means remember, and Helya Helya.
Helya Helya Сирігуси не колотіть води, посватали дівчиноньку, плаче козак молодий, посватали дівчиноньку, плаче козак молодий, не плач милий, мій миленький, не плач милий, не жури.
Oh,
stepping back about three decades in time, that was the late Kvitka Sisik of New York, and that is from a vinyl recording that she made back in 1980. It was called simply Kvitka, and that song was Oy Vidno Solo, which translates loosely as Hey, There's a Village. And although on this album cover, it's translated as The Young Eagles, and it's talking about young men going off to war and asking the fair young maidens to come and wish them well because they are as daring as eagles. And the war in that song referenced is the First World War, as we know it, and that was a time when Ukrainians were fighting fiercely for their independence, and they did get it for just over a year or so before they lost it again. And that brings us to our next song, which is by a vocalist who is fortunately very much among us. She lives in Lviv. Her name is Sofia Fedina, and she's put out several CDs. This next song is a march. It's from a CD called Bude nam s tobou shcho zhadate, and that's more or less is Let's Remember Together. And it is a collection of Povstansky pisni, which is songs from the World War II era, although it actually is from starting before the Second World War, because at that time Ukrainians were fighting Soviets as well as Nazis. And so this was in Ukrainian Povstansky pisni, songs referring to that era. And here she is now with a march, a military march called Hey Stepame, Temneme Yarame, marching through the steppes.
Гей степами темними ярами йдуть походом рідні полки. Хто відважний, хай іде із нами, лицарями будьте, юнаки. Хто відважний, хай іде із нами, лицарями будьте, юнаки. За нікого битись не будемо, до нікого в найми не підем. Для країни ми усі живемо і за неї голови складем. Для країни жити ми будемо і для неї голови складем. Кожний ворог йде нас визволяти, а для себе землю він краде. На могилу землю буде мати, на могилі воля зацвіте. На могилу землю буде мати, на могилі воля зацвіте. Гей полями темними ярами утікайте, кляті вороги. Хто не з нами, то йде з ворогами, того бити будем без ваги. Хто не з нами, то йде з ворогами, того бити будем без ваги. Минь же пісне попід небо краєм, до вкраїнських промовляй сердець. Хай же буде наша віра з нами, а ворожим замірам кінець. Хай же буде наша віра з нами, а ворожим замірам кінець. Хай же буде наша віра з нами, а ворожим замірам кінець.
Thank you.
the Vancouver 2010 Olympics are just about upon us. There's excitement in the air, along with a bit of last-minute panic, as we get ready to welcome the world to our beautiful home city here on the west coast of Canada. As you're probably aware by now, the local Ukrainian community is organizing Ukraine House, and this will be a place for visitors and locals alike to mingle and take part in the excitement of the Olympics. There will be Ukrainian food, entertainment, and Olympic athletes from Ukraine to rub shoulders with. It will also be the site of some exciting social events, including a Valentine's Zabava, where you can kick up your heels, and that'll be on Saturday, February 13th. And the following weekend, on Saturday, February 20th, a fabulous and elegant Ukrainian ball with some very special people in attendance. Here to tell us about it is the organizer of the ball. She's no stranger to listeners of Nash Holos or the local community. Her name is Myrna Arichuk of Solaway Travel, and she's here to tell us all about this exciting event. Thanks for joining us, Myrna.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, I understand from what you've told me that this ball is a fundraiser, and we know that fundraiser balls are always special and elegant events. So before we get to the details of what's going to be going on at the ball, can you tell me what you're raising funds for?
We are raising funds for supporting Ukraine House, as it'll be open for the time of the Olympics, and also the Ukraine Paralympic team.
So tell us a little bit about the Paralympics.
The Paralympics has a team of 25 athletes. They're actually arriving on March the 4th and will be training in Whistler just before the Olympics start on March the 12th. And we're looking to an exciting time with them because they are one of the top countries that have won the most amount of medals in the Paralympic Games.
What are Paralympics? Are these people that are like handicapped and are doing kind of a shadow kind of...
Yes, some of them are in wheelchairs. Some of them perhaps have one limb.
And so they do the regular sports.
Yes, they do.
Wow, okay. So this is like another Olympics.
Yes, it is.
Ah, okay. And this is a big thing.
It is.
Okay, and this is going to be coming right after the Olympics finish up here.
Yes, it is.
And you're saying that Ukraine has one of the top teams of Paralympic athletes?
Yes, they do.
Ah.
So if you, I believe in one of the websites, there's a list of who has won the most amount of medals, uh-huh. And Ukraine is there. I believe they're either number one or two.
Wow. Okay. Actually, I do remember now looking at Wikipedia and seeing that some time ago. So, so that's great. So we can certainly check into that. And I guess there'll be more information coming as the games come closer.
Yes, there will be.
Right. Okay. So now let's get to the ball. Tell us what's going to be there.
It's going to be very exciting. We will have ministers, and hopefully after the runoff of the elections, perhaps the president of Ukraine will come. We're not sure who it's going to be. We will have athletes. Bubka is supposed to be there.
And this is Serhii Bubka?
Serhii Bubka.
And he was the pole vaulter, right? Yes. He was a Olympic-winning pole vaulter for Ukraine.
I believe, yes.
Right, okay. So he's going to be here as
well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so there are going to be entertainers from Ukraine, you said?
Yes, there are. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a band. They're called Veseli Muzyki.
Happy musicians. Oh, I saw them on YouTube. Oh, they're fantastic.
And they come from different regions of Ukraine, Poltava, Kyiv, Lviv. And also we'll have a soloist. His name is Hutso Hulahan is his stage name, but his real name is Vasil Melnikovich, and he is from Ivano-Frankivsk.
Hutso Hulahan. Great.
He's a fabulous singer, so we're looking forward to some great entertainment. And we will have the Wheat and the Barley group as well, our local group.
From the Fraser Valley.
From the Fraser Valley. At the moment, they're on tour and on the island, but they will be here for our ball on February 20th.
Oh, that's great. And this group has performed at the Ukrainian, BC Ukrainian Cultural Festival several years in a row. So, so they're really good. I've heard them as well. And we featured them here in Nash Holos and we'll be playing a song later on in the program. Now, so back to the ball. So there's going to be all these entertainers and these dignitaries from Ukraine. And are they going to be like keynote speakers? Or are they just going to be there to kind of mingle and be recognized and so forth?
I'm not 100% sure of the program, but I know that the ambassador will be here.
Okay.
I'm sure that he will give us some words.
Okay. All right. And food, of course. Tell us about the food. Will there be Ukrainian food?
Yes, there will be. In the price of the ticket, the food is included, and it's a fabulous Ukrainian cuisine prepared by the professional chef, Igor Nagas. And if any of you ever went to the Accent restaurant, he used to be the owner of the Accent restaurant.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward, actually, to the food.
Oh, I am too. That sounds fabulous. Is there going to be a dress code? Is it black tie?
It is black tie.
Okay.
And formal.
Okay, long gowns.
Or semi-formal.
That. Okay. All right. They won't kick you out if you come with a knee-length dress.
No.
Okay. That's good to know. So will there be other fundraising things going on, like a silent auction or anything like that happening?
I don't believe so. I believe we are strictly keeping it to a ball because we anticipate approximately 300 people at this ball.
Okay.
And tickets are actually going very quickly.
Great. You got one for me, right?
I do. And as you know, we have the World Youth arriving, and they're from the ages of 19 to 39 years of age. So there's 56 of them, so I expect them all at the ball. They have reserved their seats. So we should look forward to some great dancing at this ball.
Yeah.
And with the number of people coming from out of town, from Washington State, from New York, from Oregon, our tickets are going very, very quickly, as most people buy tables of eight,
mm-hmm.
and usually two and three tables. So for those of you out there, we do have to give the numbers to the cook and to our chef. So the tickets will be stopped for sale on the 15th of February because we have to have the exact number.
And how do people get tickets?
They can call us at our office, either Luba or myself, at 604-430-6789. Again, it's 604-430-6789. Or if you're out of town, you can give us a call. Toll-free is 1-877-430-6789. Again, toll-free, 1-877-430-6789.
Okay, that's fabulous. So thanks so much for coming on to Nash Holos, telling us about the ball. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And so for more information, then people can visit the Ukraine House website, which is www.ukrainehouse2010.com, or to purchase tickets, give Myrna a call at 604-430-6789. Out-of-towners, it's toll-free 1-877-430-6789. And as promised, here they are now from the Fraser Valley, the Wheat in the Barley, and this number is from their CD, Acres of Clams. It is a multicultural medley of three songs, Arkan, Rakhishanka, and Kalinka. Here they are now, the Wheat in the Barley. Thank you. Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 45 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Once there was a businessman who fixed his own election. Then they had a revolution, tried to change direction. All Ukraine was then united around a simple song. That said, corruption was the country's biggest single one. Yushchenko became the leader in the situation. Timoshenko's speeches made them heroes of the nation. Yanukovych failed to trick them with his dirty plan. And then he was renamed the nation's biggest bogeyman. Oida dunda dunda dunda, orange revolution. Oida dunda dunda dunda, what a great solution. Oida dunda dunda dunda, orange revolution. Oida dunda dunda dunda, what a great solution. Yushchenko then said that the corruption hadn't gone. He sacked his government and said that this can't carry on. Timoshenko was the highest profile in the sacking. Some say that she made her millions with some dodgy backing. With her sacking, she'd become a lady unprotected. She could be arrested now that she had been rejected. So she turned her charms to Putin, Russia's leading man, and said he's not that bad at all, a really clever plan. Oida dunda dunda dunda, orange revolution. Oida dunda dunda dunda, what a big confusion. Oida dunda dunda dunda, orange revolution. Oida dunda dunda dunda, what a big confusion. Now he said, we'll drop the charges, you are not detested. If you visit Russia now, you will not be arrested. Yushchenko is similar in choosing his new friends. He has a new prime minister, a Russian to the end. Must given Yushchenko and Yanukovych blessing. Looks as if those arguments were only window dressing. Nice to see the clans, our pals, and all are shaking hands now. It's just difficult for us to fully understand. Oida dunna dunna dunna, orange revolution. Oida dunna dunna dunna, what a big confusion. Oida dunna dunna dunna, orange revolution. Oida dunna dunna dunna, what a big confusion. Makes you wonder what's the point and who's behind these plans. Or was the revolution just a switch between the clans? There were demonstrations on the street just last December. Difficult for anyone in office to remember. You've all kept your millions and there's no one there to blame. If the country changes now or if it stays the same. Oida dunna dunna dunna, orange revolution. Oida dunna dunna dunna, what a big confusion. Oida dunna dunna dunna, orange revolution. Oida dunna dunna dunna, what a big confusion. Oida dunna dunna dunna, orange revolution. Oida dunna dunna dunna, what a big confusion.
And a little bit of voter frustration expressed for you musically and humorously there by Ludwig, who is actually in real life known as Stepan Pasichnik. Ludwig is his stage name. And that was the Orange Kolomeika. And incidentally, Stepan did mention that he is planning this week to update the lyrics somewhat because it does date itself a little bit. There is one reference there to last December, there being protests in the street, and just about everything else still kind of fits, I think. But he is going to update it nonetheless, and I'll be happy to broadcast it here on Nash Holis, so stay tuned in the weeks ahead, hopefully before the February 7th Ukrainian election. Again, that was Ludwig with Orange Kolomeika. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for Nash Holos here on AM 1320 on the radio dial and streaming online at am1320.com. Tonight's program will be archived at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Дякую знову, що до нас загостили сьогодні ввечері. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Мало кусай, але довго жувай. And some words of wisdom that translate as bite off a little, but chew it for a long time. Pretty good advice, I'd say. Well, our time is about up for tonight, so to take us to the end of our program, the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg are standing by with Izzy's Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks for listening, and dobranoc!
You have been listening to PCJ Media, broadcasting to North America on 9,955 kHz in the 31-meter band. If you would like more information about PCJ, check us out online at www.pcjmedia.com. Once again, www.pcjmedia.com. Thank you for listening.